I'm just back here with Hugh, and we were just talking about Nettie a little bit, and you were saying that, you know, she brought in business herself just kind of by the force of her personality. I wonder if you could just describe her.
Well, she was absolutely full of life, and she loved. She loved a good time, and she loved people having a good time. And I think that it was almost infectious, that she just had a personality that just made you like her, and she liked everybody, kind of a thing. So I think she just made you feel welcome, and, you know, you just kind of wanted to party with her in a way, you know, because that was her personality.
And she was the front of the house for decades.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You know, and yeah, for decades. Very thin, kind of short, but just full of life. I can't. And she would run a million miles an hour, and she could carry dishes like it's just amazing.
Did she work there up until the end, or had she retired?
Much. Well, she had retired, but I think she was in her very early 80s when she retired, maybe a little before that. But.
Did you ever get a sense of what kind of youth she had or what she was like when she was younger?
Very fun-loving, my mother used to say. Yeah, she liked a good time. She liked to party a lot. But never married, and neither did Uncle Gerald, so they were both home all the time. They never lived anywhere else.
So they lived with their, did they live with their parents?
Uh-huh. Yep, they were still living there when the highway took the house.
So this really was just a family compound, really.
Yeah, it really was, yeah.
No. Wow.
All in that same area. So.
That's great, thank you.